The frigid temperatures this winter have sent the price of fuel soaring, but heating oil businesses are not celebrating fat profits. Instead, they're struggling to get enough oil to meet the sharp spike in demand, as WNYC's Ilya Meritz explains.
If you heat your home with oil, you've probably been burning through the stuff fast. Maybe so fast you can't keep up. Michael Wolf is president of Midborough Management and looks after about 100 apartment buildings.
I think we had one building that ran out of oil on a Friday night, and we had to get an emergency delivery.
The building was just beginning to cool when the oil truck came and residents' heat went back on.
Yeah, some noticed it and some didn't.
But even if you don't run out, you may have noticed your heating bills rise sharply. On Monday, the price of heating oil in New York State hit a 24-year record, $4.48 a gallon. Rising demand has also caused log jams. Vincent Allegretti runs Bayside Fuel Oil Depot with three harborside locations in Brooklyn.
My terminals, where trucks load, were overwhelmed. They were grabbing any barge in the harbor and loading them at the dock facilities.
This persisted for 9 days, and Allegretti says it was far from routine. He was dealing with what he calls artificial demand. Across our area, thousands of buildings that ordinarily run on natural gas switch to oil heat when the temperature drops. This is actually in writing. Their contracts with Con Edison and National Grid say their gas supply will be cut off when the mercury falls below a certain point. So why make this switch? Samantha Santa Maria is an editor at Platts, an energy industry publication. She says there's always a gap between the price of oil and the price of gas, but in very cold weather, this spread usually grows. Oil may be scarce, but gas is scarcer. And so a unit of gas that costs $120 might translate into an oil equivalent of
$20 to $30 per MMBTU. So there's your huge price advantage right there. So if you had heating oil, you'd probably be burning that versus, say, $120 gas.
You might think that oil suppliers like Vincent Allegretti would be happy for the increased demand. But to Allegretti, these foul-weather customers are Judases. For years, he's watched as buildings have switched from oil heat to gas with the encouragement of the government.
Maybe they left you because they thought that, natural gas was the better way to go. And now we don't need them back raising the price to all the other people that are on oil, creating havoc, potentially running shortages.
Here's some good news. Since Monday's record high, oil prices have declined and demand is easing, for now. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.